Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Palomina, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA, and now trading on the OTCQB under the symbol PLMNF. Now this was announced, that trading on the QB, just back in November 12th, we had chatted with Andrew Thompson about this. He is the president and CEO of Palomina. So Andrew, well done getting the stock now on the QB. I did want to start off talking about the stock because I received a number of emails early on last week that outlined the stock trading up on Monday, up on big volume. Everyone was wondering, did you get drill results back early? What's happening here? Was a fund coming in? Can you give us some more insights here into what caused this volume spike?
Well, with our drilling, I've signed up for more conferences, and we did the one-to-one, and then we did the Precious Metals Summit, and there's a newsletter writer that hasn't been so positive on Palomina, and I took the opportunity to write him a note saying, please meet with me, we've never spoken, and after speaking with him, he changed his opinion of our company and recommended it to his base, and really that's what caused the spike in the volume on our stock.
Okay, thanks for addressing that. As I said, I got a lot of questions on that, so I know people did want to know. Let's talk about the drilling now, the drilling that is ongoing at the company's flagship Uzucayos gold project in Peru. What can you give us update-wise into how that drill program, this about 2,600-meter drill program, is progressing?
So it's a six-hole 2,600-meter program in the Veta Zone on our Uzucayos flagship property. We've completed three of the holes. They're roughly 425 meters deep. Now, we're drilling down the side of a V, so it goes from 5 meters to 15 meters up to about 150 meters depth at the base of the hole. The drill rig right now, it's a man portable, is being integral to supply the drill and are running that program. We're now moving to the fourth drill pad. We expect to complete that hole and then shut down for year end, so we still have two holes to complete. With the first hole, we've cut the core, and it's been sent in, and we've actually got results on the first core. The nice thing about Peru is it's actually not as busy, and we're 800 meters from the sediment prep lab, which is the lab that we use, and we're getting 10-day turnaround. So, you know, they just ship it to Lima, and it's actually pretty quick. The second hole, the core has been cut and sent in. We're still waiting on the bottom 30 meters, and then once we have those results, we'll likely put out results. All the holes were roughly 400 to 425 meter depth.
So Andrew, just remind everybody of this target as well, because as we start to get some drill results back, it's good for everyone to have an understanding of at least what you're aiming at.
Yeah, so right now we're drilling on an 800 meter section of a 2.4 kilometer gold trend, which is an orogenic Devonian age system. And we've had fairly good results at surface. And so now we're testing eight structures in the Veta Zone, which is about an 800 meter strike length. And so to date, the three drill holes completed has tested the southern end. And now we're moving the drill to the fourth pad to test what I would call the northern end. And so the first hole went through for the structure, so it's as expected. And the second hole as well. So, you know, we're hitting what we think we're going to hit. Again, our team drilled at Oyachea, and it's a very similar system, same geology. So, you know, again, it's orogenic. So it's, as opposed to epithermal, these systems go down quite deep. And in this belt that we're in, the Puno orogenic belt, Rinconada, which is southwest of us, they're up to, you know, a kilometer in depth. And again, that's one that's being mined by hand. So, you know, the excitement, I guess, is that we're starting to get into, you know, this is our first drill program. So we're finally testing it, as they say.
Well, and that's important to understand, right? This is your first drill program. This really does sound like you're just trying to get an understanding of what's underground there. What will the strategy be then? I realize you're not even done these six holes, but you must have a big picture plan here of how this project, how the exploration is going to progress even through next year.
Yes, so the main catalyst moving forward is we're going to keep the drill at site. And so I'm not sure when we're going to get back to drilling. We are contemplating drilling through a portion of the rainy season. We've installed two lightning detectors, and there's small huts, I want to call them, where the drillers can race to if there's a lightning storm, you know, in the rainy season. The plan here, though, is just to wait for all the results, which I think we'll have them all by the end of December. and then make some decisions on how to move forward. But ideally, we'd like to drill in the Cayo zone, which is southwest of the Veta zone. And then there's also the sort of third target is the Veta Northeast zone. So we expect the Veta Northeast zone will be permitted for drilling by the end of the year. Again, that sits within our surface rights area that we've tied up. And then we're in the process right now of tying up the surface rights in the Cayo zone to the southwest and getting permitting for that. And it's going to be a slightly longer period to permit that area. I'm just waiting on the latest update. You know, they told me 7 months, 2 months ago. So I just want to make sure we're on schedule. But then we'll drill in the Cayo zone. And that, again, is within a 2.4 kilometer trend.
Now, just remind everybody where the company stands in terms of cash to keep moving this exploration forward, please.
So we just put out our financial statements. I think it reports $3.5 million roughly. And then we also hold equity in Windshear Gold, you know, which is, you know, in worst case scenario, I guess we could sell some of that. But we're well positioned. We'll have a good amount of cash at the end of this year. And you know, I'm not too worried about moving forward. I think the challenge right now is Peru's sort of flatlining, as they say. It's not attracting a lot of investment. The good side of that is that there's drills available, and we're drilling at a fairly cheap meterage, and we can add more drills. So really, it's dependent on what results we see in terms of making those decisions.
Okay. Let's also get an update on Windshear, because just to bring everybody up to speed, Palomino holds a 19.95% equity interest in Windshear, as well as a 2% NSR on the Gabán gold project and the other project within Windshear. I know the focus is at Gabán here. So what is an update from Windshear, please?
We share our geological team with Windshear, and most of the effort this year in the field by the team has actually been on their Gabán project, where they've defined a 2.2 kilometer by kilometer area. We've planned a drill program. I think there's 9 kilometers of new paths that have been put through the property. Unlike Usikayo's Palomino's project, this is jungle covered. It's a little more challenging exploration, so we're going to run a helicopter assisted a drill program. But the good news is there's no community in the area we'd like to drill. So again, the permits have gone in. The DIA has been responded to in terms of the comments back, and we're expecting to see it in the next 2 to 3 months. And so, you know, the challenge for us is the share price is quite low. So we've announced the financing, $500,000 financing. It's going to close relatively quickly. It was oversubscribed very quickly. So that's the good news. And so the other thing that's happening there is there's a arbitration going on in Tanzania to recover the value of the S&P gold deposit they defined. And again, the memorial came in at $124.7 million U.S., and that's advancing, and we expect a judgment by February of 2023. So, you know, the inclination there is not to raise a lot of money until we have all the permitting in place and we're ready to go. And the odd decision there is that February 2023 is when the judgment is supposed to come down, and we think it'll be favorable. So you don't want to go out and raise a whole ton of money and dilute it. So, you know, again, it's a bit of a hold strategy in some ways, but I think it's the right decision to not raise a whack of money and just kind of keep our share. So we're participating in the financing, and we'll maintain our 19.9 interest.
Okay. Thanks for the update there. And Andrew, before I get you out of here, then just summarize what investors or those watching the stock need to be aware of in terms of news coming up.
Well, quite obviously, we've got drill results coming out. We are conducting a IP survey on our, and this hasn't been announced yet, but we have a property called Lagos, which is a silver copper property. It's across the Lake Lagunillas from Aftermath Silver's play that they just picked up in Peru. And then Robert Friedland's company, Kaizen Discovery, they're doing a typhoon survey 13 kilometers northwest, and they're going to start drilling. So both, and then you've got Kurani, which is Bear Creek. You know, President Castillo went to site, and they've got all their approvals now. And again, it's one of the largest undeveloped polymetallic, primarily silver plays. And so we staked our property, and we're running an IP program on it. And we've got some fairly significant copper, silver, lead numbers. So it's both in the Las Bambas trend and the Santa Lucia district. And so we've been working with Goldspot on looking at that area and the POGB. We brought them in on our last financing with Eric Sprott, and we're just developing a much keener understanding of how everything kind of works in the area. And we're using LIDAR surveys and all sorts of spectral imaging, et cetera. So we are garnering what I think we're 6 months ahead of a lot of the other groups in terms of understanding what I call a regional picture. So that's quite exciting to me. And most importantly, our lead geologist, Yuri Valdivieso, is very excited. Like, it's, you know, he's been in the belt for over 13 years, and he sees the value in it. So that's a good thing.
All right, Andrew, appreciate the update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomino. We'll follow up as more news hits the market. And please keep us up to date on the back of some more news. Andrew, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much, Corey.